Okay, we're going.
Thanks for not doing that on the air.
I know that. We got.
Yeah, we got. Oh, look at that.
What are you talking about?
The burp.
I did not burp.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
I did not. Rewind the tape.
There doesn't. No, it's not on here. That's why she's saying thank you for not putting on here.
If it didn't happen on the air, it didn't happen.
Okay.
Or must we bring up the Viagra incident?
Woo!
That's what I thought.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with Brad Bass. And I got two blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, everybody.
Well, woo!
Ow!
Oh my goodness.
Sorry. It's a little loud woo there. Well, you'll just have to wait and see what we're going to talk about then.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, welcome back. How are y'all?
Good.
Good.
Good, 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 good.
We've readjusted.
Yes.
We have realigned, and now we are all very well aware that it's all about Brad.
That's right.
Yeah. And if I was sitting behind the laptop, he was sitting on, I would have played his theme song by now.
Yes, seriously.
Oh.
How behind are you?
Man.
I'm like, even forgot I had one.
Brad McDaddy.
Okay, since it's your theme song, you're really not getting into it enough.
No,
oh,
really.
I was enjoying it. I was enjoying it in a meditative type of way.
Okay.
So,
Brad, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I was going to give you the floor, actually, for Sonic.
For Sonic. Oh, yes.
He's all excited
yeah.
now.
When Luke came last year, one of the highlights of Luke's trip was when we went to Sonic.
Yeah.
And my cornbread.
Well, the cornbread as well, but he was really freaked out by the Sonic, which I found odd. In fact, everybody kind of found odd because drive-ins are like an American institution, even though they're not very popular up north anymore. Especially, they still have them here and there,
yeah.
And everybody knows them from the movies and stuff. And I mean, Happy Days was a drive-in, and. You know, it's just a kind of a common American. I guess we don't think of it as an American thing. We just think everybody's got drive-ins.
But well, they
Sonic,
don't.
In the South, Sonic is a very popular one.
Mm-hmm.
And when so Luke, you know, when we pulled up and I said, you just push the button and you order what you want. He said, what is this? I said, oh, you just push the button and you get what you want. He said, no, you know, and he didn't get the concept of eating in your car.
See, I understand that because we have drive-thrus in New Zealand, you know, fast food, you drive up, order what you want, they give it to you, and then you drive away to eat. If you're on a journey, then you eat while you drive to that place.
Yes,
or you
we do that.
Maybe take it to a park or to a beach someplace, which you guys don't have because you don't have the ocean here.
What?
Well, you,
we have
guys,
like we yeah, have but, like 6,000 miles of ocean.
Yeah, but you're not close to it.
No.
It's just right. We're in Texas. We have 1,000 miles of oceanfront property,
but still a long drive away. It's not 5 minutes like it is in Auckland.
Well, it's not 5 minutes away, no.
No, exactly.
What
so you
we do
hours.
Have lake beaches.
Yeah. Okay.
Lots of lake beaches.
But they're not real lakes.
Mm.
There That's are true. Real lakes. They have real water in them. By the way, did you see the lake that drained into the Mississippi River? No, the Wisconsin River.
My mom told me about it. Wisconsin Dells. You know the lake that
Where all
Tommy,
the ducks are, yeah.
Yeah, that Tommy Bartlett's water show, the
yeah.
water skiing show.
Mm-hmm.
Gone.
It's a famous lake.
It's gone.
Gone.
No
gone.
Lake.
Gone
he
where?
Was standing the whole, in the mud.
The whole lake.
Gone.
Which is like thousands and thousands
go?
And thousands
drained into the,
and
drained
millions
into the
of
Wisconsin
gallons.
River.
When?
It, overnight.
Last week.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Some dike broke and it drained overnight. Like in 6-8 hours.
He was standing in the mud said, my business is gone. It's gone.
That,
can't ski in the mud.
Really?
Nope.
Wow.
Mm-mm. It's not just that.
You know,
they, also,
didn't know.
They also had like pirate. I mean, there was a bunch of businesses around this lake that had built up.
Yeah.
They're like, we don't know what we're going to do now.
That
because it's a big
so
mud
sad.
Hole.
They're going to have to redraw the maps and everything.
Even if they repaired the dike, it would take like 2 years to fill up.
Wow. Well, that sucks. But anyways, so I understand a drive-through. Like, Buy your food and go. Remember Sonic? The whole discussion thing? Yeah.
Sure. Oh,
yeah.
Welcome to ADD podcasting.
I'm not ADD. It's just, wow, look, something shiny. But you, so the Sonic routine, if you don't know, you drive up to this place, and correct me if any of the stage is wrong, okay? You drive up to this place, turn off your vehicle, get comfortable.
Not too hot. Sometimes, unless it's too hot, and then you leave it running.
Yeah, but like you turn off the, like you put it in park.
Yes.
Right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, permanently. Like if it is a nice day, you would turn it off.
Yes.
Recline your chair, get all comfortable, excuse me, and then you would push the button.
Yes.
Order.
Yes.
And then note that the building, the restaurant building, is like 10 meters away from you, depending on where you've parked, give or take. It's pretty close.
Oh, yeah.
And then a few minutes later, a woman comes out, or a man, comes out carrying a tray of food. You pay that person, and then they give you the tray of food, and then you sit there and eat it, and then they come back and they take the tray, and then you drive away.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Why?
Why? Why not?
Because there's a perfectly good restaurant right there that you could go into and sit in and eat. Why not?
There's no tables in there.
There's no tables. It's just a kitchen.
Why? Why not have tables? Why? I mean, the rule in Brad's car is no throwing up in Brad's car.
Right.
Yes? Yes.
Yes.
But you will allow eating, which you could, I mean, there is more chance of you spilling something than somebody throwing up, I'd like to think.
Yeah.
So you'll allow eating in your car.
Don't spill anything in my car.
There's
don't
spill in the car.
A spill is an accident. But you would rather, it's just weird.
Yes.
It is. It's weird why that you would choose to sit in an uncomfortable car.
Wait, why is my car uncomfortable?
Because you are restricted to one seat. Well, I was sitting in the back of the car.
You were doing jumping jacks at the restaurant? What are
but in the restaurant, there are other people around. There's often signs to look at on the
first
wall.
First of all, we're not talking about a Honda Civic from 1976.
No, but
okay, we're talking about nice, comfortable American cars with lumbar supported seats. Much more comfortable than a restaurant chair.
Not always. Okay. Some restaurant chairs are very comfortable, and they spin, which is fun.
He likes spinning.
I guess so. These have electric adjustments on them.
Yes.
Also, we're also talking about listening to your own music. You don't have to listen to the restaurant, what the restaurant chose for you. Mm-hmm. And,
but I mean,
and you get to control the air.
And if he started kissing me in the restaurant, people would freak out.
We used to go to Sonic and kiss a lot. Mm-hmm.
That is something I really needed to know. Thank you so much.
Also, you can sit there and talk forever, and nobody's waiting to get your table.
Yeah.
No, but you can't sit there and talk properly forever because you're all facing the same way.
No,
it's really hard to hold a conversation. That's annoying.
No, it's not.
It is. If I wanted to talk to Brad while we were doing this, I was sitting in the way back. I had to yell over Tim and Gracie.
You don't normally do this with six people in the car.
Yes.
But if you're a family, like my family is now six people.
Yes.
If we were to do that, that's what we would
have
to do. Does
that include me and Faith?
No. Okay. This is my family in New Zealand.
Our family is only four.
Yeah. So
our
here it might work.
So it would work because you and Helen would be in the back seat and we'd be in the front, four.
Yes, but my family back home of six would not do that.
You
it
have
wouldn't
a family
work.
Family back home?
Yes, I do, and I love them very much.
It's okay, honey.
I love you guys too.
Look, we've only been brainwashing for a week, okay?
Yeah.
But we can't completely reprogram.
Give me time.
We can't complete the pre-programming session and make him disown his family until he's drinking the Kool-Aid.
Oh, okay.
Talking to the mic.
Note
please.
To self, do not drink Kool-Aid. Got it.
It's disguised as Diet Dr. Pepper.
Okay. Go ahead.
But
you begged us to go to this place.
Yes,
why are
you
slamming it now? You're all like, oh, this place sucks.
I didn't say it sucks.
You can't eat properly in the car because you can't face each other. And it's all these things. And there's a perfectly good restaurant within 10 meters of the car.
There is. It's a building and it's a restaurant.
But
and that's
you
why
can't
you go.
Eat in it. If you
should be able to. They should change it. You should be able to at least get out of a car. So that you can sit out.
We don't even drive car.
Car. So that y'all can get out of the vehicle.
Ooh.
Yeah. You're going to insult.
Nasty.
You guys are being nasty.
I'm not nasty.
He is.
Oh, okay,
well,
yeah, I was being a bit.
Don't lump me in with
I'm
him.
I'm sorry.
I was being a bit nasty. Okay,
it's
but you begged
weird
us to go there.
Yes.
Why?
I enjoyed it. because they had good food. The ice cream was good. But I left thinking, now, what is the point of having to eat in your car that you sit in a lot of because, that, I mean, you drive.
But I like my car.
Yes, but there's a restaurant. A change of scenery is good every once in a while.
But we do eat restaurants, too.
Yeah, I know, but why?
It's not like we eat at Sonic every day.
I know.
It's a special thing.
We don't really eat at Sonic.
Well, we
don't
can.
We really buy the
we
food
used to.
There. We just really get Cokes and ice cream.
Yeah,
some instead. People do. And we used to. We used to get the extra long Coney dogs.
And share it.
Aww.
It was like that scene in
Lady and the Tramp
with the Coney dog. Yeah.
Yep, we met in the middle.
Curated.
So, yes.
I don't know. It was just a foreign concept, and it was a weird foreign concept, and one that if I opened it in New Zealand, it would be weird.
That we used to. There's a place in Dallas called Princess, which is like, it's one from the 50s, and it's still there, and it hasn't changed.
They have roller skates?
It's older than that.
Do people ride roller skates?
It's older
than that.
In
the 50s. I think it's built in the 50s.
I don't know.
No, they don't have roller skates. Because
that's what you see on the movies.
You actually get real dishes.
But now
glasses and plates and the whole deal.
Now, this one in Silver Springs, a lot of times they will wear roller skates.
They can if they want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But retro.
But this one in Dallas is called Princess, and they don't have any of the fancy technology with the push buttons and the lights and everything. You just pull up, and everything is written on boards on the side of the building.
Like, and then you turn your lights on when you're ready to order.
And when you're ready to order, you turn your lights on and a waitress comes out to you.
That's cool.
Takes your order, goes back in, brings it all back out.
You see,
with
to me,
the tray and the dishes and the whole deal.
See, to me, it was just a novelty. That would drive me nuts if I did that on a regular basis. Huh. If there was a regular Sonic night that we would all go to Sonic, I would vote to change the restaurant we all go to. Because that would drive me nuts, having to sit in a vehicle and eat my meal.
You could do that. I mean, you could vote to do that or raise that in the family meeting, but you'd get outvoted.
I would?
Yes, because the ice cream is good.
The ice cream is good, but...
But we don't normally sit there. I mean, unless we're on a date. It's a good place to go on a date.
Yeah. I could see why, but for family meals, it is weird.
No, it's not a family place.
Well, it can be, but we don't.
Just
we don't
for ice cream.
Okay, so let's listen to some of these wonderful phone calls. How's that?
Okay.
Okay. You're talking about grapes and stuff, but no, you also mentioned Elmo, and I hate Elmo. You said you can't go wrong with Elmo? That is not true.
She's already in the middle of Elmo? She called in the middle of a rant.
She started
ranting and said, "No, I've got to call," and then started the rant.
Who talked about Elmo anyway?
This is a while back. Yeah, we talked about it. You can't go wrong with Elmo.
What?
We said we can't go wrong with Elmo. Because
I don't know. I don't remember that.
We said that.
Okay.
It was like somebody was listening to Elmo or something.
Okay.
Can't go wrong with Elmo. And then she lit
you
into
like
us.
Have my brain. All of a sudden, she lit into us. I don't remember anything.
Elmo is the source of much evil. You listen. You have children listening to this stupid puppet who decides to teach them poor grammar. And what do the children do when they hear bad grammar? They repeat it. The only way they can learn proper grammar is to hear people speaking correctly, not Elmo like pooch or whatever the heck he's going to say. He has to speak correctly.
He talks like a baby.
He does talk correctly.
She's an English teacher, right?
They speak in the third person. There's nothing wrong with speaking in the third person. It's just not common.
So you're saying it's proper English?
Well, it's not common English, but there's nothing grammatically wrong with how he talks.
Oh, you're gonna...
Lottie's gonna come apart on you.
I won't be here for that.
You think this rant's bad.
In order for children to speak correctly, and he drives me crazy, and as an educator, and as a human, Elmo should be shot, in my opinion.
The shooting of Elmo? Isn't that a little over the top?
Don't shoot Elmo.
There would be stuffing everywhere.
Can you imagine, though? This is a funny visual.
Yeah.
No. Nothing about Elmo being shot is funny. Can you please move on? I'm going to cry.
You talk about Tickle Me Elmo. You take one of those little Tickle Me Elmos, and he's like giggling. And he's kind of jumping up and down, and you set him on a fence post, right? And then you take a little string around him, and then you go back, and you jiggle the string.
Crying.
You jiggle the string, so he's... And then... little stuffing flies everywhere. He is crying, actually.
Red's hurt my feelings.
It's just weird that you can make yourself cry.
Thank you.
Officially freaks me out, actually.
You just shot Elmo.
I know, it's terrible. Goodbye, all my children Elmo. Would be very upset with you.
Goodbye. Elmo should be shot, in my opinion. Goodbye, Elmo.
Can you hear this?
Two Bugs Burrows.
Goodbye, Elmo. Goodbye. That's what she said.
She said, goodbye, Elmo. Goodbye, Two Blind Squirrels. That was very final.
Oh, you didn't hear her say that? You didn't hear her say that Elmo should be shot?
You said Elmo should be shot.
No, she said Elmo should be shot.
Yeah, but then you said it again, and then you reenacted it.
And then you cried, which freaked me out.
That's because you shot Elmo.
He literally cried. I mean, literally. Like, freaked me out. Still freaking me out. I can't look at him right now.
I'm sorry. Let me wipe the tears of pain away because you shot my friend.
What makes you so? How do you go to that place where it makes you cry? Do you think about Elmo being shot?
Nope.
You poke yourself in the eye with your finger?
No. I just stare at something and then blink really slowly and you just start crying.
Oh, okay.
Maybe you missed your calling. You should be an actor.
Maybe.
You could be like a soap actor. They have to cry all the time.
I did it in drama. That's
you did.
How I,
oh, that's how
I
did
passed drama because I could cry on demand.
There
please,
you have it.
Please don't pick another one because somebody else will probably want to shoot Elmo too.
There's no more shooting Elmo. Actually, I'm out. I've got to download the other ones now.
Okay.
Week two. Dan, here we go. Dan's email. Dan Goodwin from week two. All right. I'll get those for next show.
Okay.
Is that all we got?
Is that all we got? Are we out of time? Because I have one more little quick thing.
No, go for it.
Okay. Tang. Do y'all have Tang in New Zealand?
How do you spell this?
T-A-N-G.
It's orange powder.
No.
Faith, do you remember when you were a kid, the first time you had Tang?
Yes.
Was it exciting?
No.
No.
I didn't like it.
Anticlimax.
I don't like Tang. I didn't like Tang. I don't like Kool-Aid. I never liked Kool-Aid.
Is this like...
you never liked...
Sort of like
never
Kool-Aid.
Liked Kool-Aid. Even when I was a kid, I didn't like
That's
it.
That's weird.
I didn't like Kool-Aid.
What is Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid.
Is it like juice you make out of a sachet?
You know the dancing pitcher, the glass pitcher dancing guy?
No, I do not.
It's like, little packets.
What? So it's a packet of the powdery
it's
stuff
like
that you pour into
it's
water?
Like sugar
yes,
water.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah?
That's Kool-Aid.
We have that kind of thing in New Zealand. It's not called Kool-Aid.
What's it called?
It's called, we have Raro. And
what?
We have
Raro.
It's.
What?
That's No, that's Scooby-Doo. Raro!
R-A-R-O.
Raro?
Raro.
Really?
And it's the same thing. It comes in a 3-pack, and there are different flavors. There's like tropical,
oh,
and there's raspberry
same,
and
same
strawberry
thing.
And stuff
yeah,
like that. Yeah.
Okay, what else?
It's just different brands of all the same thing.
Okay.
We get Raro at home.
Raro.
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 Wow.
Okay, anyway, what about Tang?
I don't know if I can.
Did I?
I don't know anymore.
Did I steal your...
So, no. Tang, when I was a kid, Tang was a very new thing.
Yes.
And it was advertised as this, the astronauts drank it.
Yes,
NASA invented
NASA
by,
took it.
NASA, you know.
To space. Okay.
And I remember begging my grandmother to buy this stuff at the grocery store. I was with my grandmother and she was buying groceries and I said, oh, Tang, can we get Tang? Look, it says on the box, invented by NASA. So, I mean, I was so excited about this because it was so new and it was astronauts and we took it home and I was like, and it was, you know, this was like.
It was in a jar.
It was in a little tub, plastic jar
no,
thing.
No, it was in a glass jar.
It was in a glass jar. It was a tiny little, anyway, and it said invented by NASA or whatever. And so you open it up and I made my glass of Tang and I was so excited because the astronauts drank this. And I'm picturing the astronauts having a jar of Tang, you know, in space. You know, I'm doing the exact same thing an astronaut does.
Yeah, yeah.
I am doing what an astronaut actually does.
Uh-huh.
And then I drank it.
And then you did
and
what
this
an
is what
astronaut
astronauts
actually
drink.
Did. And then you made
and then
the
I
same
decided,
face that
I don't
they
want
make.
To be an astronaut. I don't
it's
really,
not good.
I don't want to be an astronaut anymore.
It's like bad.
No.
Orange
it was good.
Juice.
No, I loved it. I drank it. What I learned was if you double the portion of Tang powder to water that it suggests on the bottle,
yeah,
it actually tastes better.
Yeah.
I don't know how that could be. More of the bad stuff makes it better?
Well,
it tastes like weak orange juice. Is that kind of what it was for?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
so
it's,
you'd add more of it so it would become a stronger orange juice flavor.
Yeah, but it doesn't taste like orange juice. It's nasty. Well,
it did to Brad.
Thus, is Kool-Aid is nasty.
And see, but Tang, this is from somebody. Is you're listening to somebody who thinks Kool-Aid is nasty. Kool-Aid is not nasty.
It is nasty.
It is not nasty.
It's nasty and it's bad for you.
It's only because you didn't have enough sugar. Okay, if you think it's nasty, it's because you didn't have enough sugar.
No, I had all. I don't like fruit juices like that. You know those silly little jugs of juice that you peel the top off, like at that they give kids now at VBS and stuff. You know what I'm talking
about?
Do you
have any idea what she's talking about?
Nope.
You talking about like the
plastic jugs?
Yeah.
And then you peel it. They have like grape and
fruit juice,
and you peel the top off. You know, and they give them to you at VBS. You know, whatever during snack time, vacation Bible school, and they're terrible. I had one a couple years ago when I was teaching. They're terrible. I didn't like them when I was a kid. I don't like them now. The only kind of juice that's good is orange juice, apple juice. 100%, by the way. Okay. Grape juice is the best. And Coke.
Coke is not a juice.
Well,
I get hot and thirsty riding a skateboard.
Me too. This is a job for Kool-Aid. Hey, Kool-Aid!
Yeah, Kool-Aid's here, bringing you fun. Kool-Aid's got thirst on the run. Get a big, wide, happy ear.
And there, Kool-Aid's my
tastes great. Our friend's cool.
Kool-Aid
brown soft drink mix.
Oh, yeah.
They called it a soft drink.
Yeah, soft drink.
Did you hear that?
Soft drink mix.
Wow.
They called it a soft drink. It's not a soft drink. It's an acidic drink, and it's terrible. Soft means it's
personal.
Good, and it goes down your throat softly. No.
No.
No, and it makes kids hyper.
Well, it's
you know what it does?
It's full of sugar.
It makes kids have ADD, and then they grow up like Brad.
Does it make kids have ADD?
It does, too. It gives them sugar highs, and then they run around like lunatics.
I'm not listening to you anymore.
High fructose corn syrup. I'm adding this to my list. It's on my list of high fructose corn syrup. Kool-Aid. It's on my list.
Wow. And it's a real list.
It is a list.
It's not like she's just counting it out on her fingers or anything. She has a real list.
Oh, she's got a list.
Oh, I got a list.
Now it has two items on it.
And I've been on that list. You don't want on that list.
Well, things that make kids hyper. Brad.
That's right.
And Kool-Aid.
And corn syrup.
Yeah.
And MTV.
Not just high fructose corn syrup.
High fructose corn syrup. Not Karo syrup.
Not Karo syrup. Difference. Just saying.
This podcast. All right, everybody. Bye, con Dios.
Two blind squirrels are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.